New report out this morning based on some paperwork records that were obtained by the Press Democrat. And it is a city report on PG&E, Santa Rosa Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal, who we've been talking to regularly since October the 8th, is here. Good morning, Paul. Good to have you back.
Good morning.
And I guess the reason why this report from Santa Rosa Fire Investigators is so noteworthy is that it's the first time that there really has been any kind of governmental agency report on causation of some of the fires.
Yeah, so obviously October 8th was a busy evening for us, as it was many of our partnering agencies throughout Sonoma County. We responded to hundreds of incidents, both related and unrelated to the Tubbs, Nuns, and Adobe fires.
Right.
Of those, we did have several fires within the city limits that did occur well before the Tubbs fire entered Santa Rosa.
And I know we're talking about that there's a fire that destroyed a couple of homes on Sullivan Way near Howarth Park, and another fire that damaged an outbuilding on Brush Creek Road. We're not talking, as Paul said, about the big fires that we're all so familiar with. But it sounds like, Paul, this report says it was a combination, the wind and PG&E.
So, yeah, just to clarify, we did have the Sullivan fire and Brush Creek Road fire, but we also had a pretty substantial fire on West 6th Street, which is one of the first fires that started that evening. The West 6th Street fire did destroy a few residents and burned quite a bit of vegetation and got into the Santa Rosa Creek and created a pretty scary situation for a lot of neighbors and prompted some significant evacuations. And at the time, I remember thinking that was a pretty substantial fire for Santa Rosa. That particular fire, we were unable to determine a cause. However, the fire on Brush Creek Road, we were able to attribute to, like you were saying, the winds definitely played a significant factor both during before and after these fires. And that's consistent with the fire on Sullivan Road as well, as well as a third fire on Guerneville Road. Both the Guerneville Road fire and the Brush Creek Road fire, we had firefighters and, in one case, one of our investigators at scene and actually could physically watch the sparking coming from the utility.
Oh.
In one case, those sparks were actually being blown, you know, across five lanes of traffic and well into a field. Like we've pretty well documented, it's the wind is definitely the significant contributing factor. If we didn't have the wind, we would not have had the incidents that had occurred.
Now, this investigation is into the smaller fires, not the Tubbs, Nuns, or Atlas fires. There's also investigations going on by CAL FIRE and the State Public Utilities Commission. Could they come in and say something different than you guys said?
So these fires, like you're saying, they are completely separate and different from the overall complex. The complex of fires that are being investigated by CAL FIRE is going to be, like the director said during the Public Utilities Commission meeting, it's a long, drawn-out process, and it involves peeling back the layers of several fires and tracking down structures involved with which fire and the unfortunate losses of life. That's almost apples and oranges compared to the investigations that we had. Ours were, unfortunately, we had the destruction, which we don't want in our community. However, ours were relatively small and well within our city and before the larger fires had started. And those were handled at a local level by our investigators. And three of them were based on indicators, observations, interviews, and physical evidence in the field, burn patterns that were able to attribute it to the wind and then the ignition coming from the sparks and the arcing associated with the utility.
Well, I know that at least some of the attorneys who have been gathering around Sonoma County and Napa County and Mendocino County since October, may take a look at this and say, okay, aha. Okay, we're doing the right thing. But certainly, aside from putting Mother Nature on trial to be held partly liable for these fires, there's not much you can do about the wind, is there?
Yeah, you know, it's there was a lot of fires, obviously, that evening, and it's hard to say whether they're all, you know, I can't say for sure whether they all started the exact same way. You know, hopefully there wasn't any involvement of anything besides, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but, you know, within the city limits, you know, we're pretty confident that those three causes that we determined were well documented, and the other ones, unfortunately, this time we don't have causes related to.
And so, ahead, Larry.
So, do you guys join in the investigation of the other fires, or is your work now done?
No, the fires that are involved with the investigations involved with the overall complex are handled by Cal Fire. Cal Fire holds that investigation close to them, and they're involved in the investigations of the fires that originated within what we call SRA, or State Responsibility Area.
So, and it's possible, Paul, that we may not have word from Cal Fire about the exact nature of the causation of the larger fires until maybe another 6 months, maybe another year, right?
You know, the timing, it takes a long time. I can only imagine the amount of documentation that they're going through. I know that during the CPC meeting that took place here in Santa Rosa, the director of Cal Fire did indicate that he anticipated hopefully something within the next month or two. However, things, you know, just like our investigation, sometimes things change. Sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it takes less. I know there's a lot of people that are eager for answers.
Yeah.
You know, they see us releasing a report and expect that same level is going to be provided by Cal Fire. Like I said, it's you can't compare one to the other. Ours were relatively small. Fortunately, given the circumstances and the conditions that night, our firefighters jumped on top of those as quickly as possible. And like I said, you know, the last thing we want is any loss of structures, but we're very fortunate to keep those fires to the size that they were. But ultimately, people look at the closing of essentially our investigations and think, well, if Santa Rosa did it, why can't Cal Fire do it? And like I said, they're you can't compare.
It's a different animal. Yeah.
They are.
Well, you know, I'm just still thrilled that there are so many of us here able to still be here talking about this, Paul. I think we're certainly lucky in that regard. Well, thank you so much for coming on with us this morning. It's a very important story that we'll continue to follow as we watch for Cal Fire's movement on causation. But thank you so much for your input, Paul. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good morning.